Lorain County Solid Waste District, now offering cab trailers. Visit their website to learn more. LorainCounty.us/solid waste, or you can call 440-328-2368. We have Keith Bailey and Tiffany Barker joining us this morning. That cab, is it in, even in, or is it out, the cab, the trailer? That seems to be it probably this time of the year. It's in high demand.
Actually, the cabs are available this week. We've had a lot of requests. Right now, we have all four trailers available. We have two different sizes, 6x10 and a 4x6, depending on the scope of the project that volunteer organizations would like to do. But we do encourage any organization, church group, what have you, to call us and reserve a spot.
We had Pride Day, kind of Pride Week activities not long ago. How busy was it back then?
All four of our trailers were out for that entire week. It was awesome.
It's good. So what brings you in this morning? What other things are happening this summertime for the Solid Waste?
Promoting CAB, CAB program. Always promote the center, but we're promoting the CAB program today. Clean and Beautiful is what it stands for. You can't miss them. They are, look like a taxi cab going down the road, so quite a unique program.
How did that come to be? Was it through a grant, or who had the idea to pursue that?
It was a Lowe's grant, Lowe's Keep America Beautiful grant that we got the first trailer with.
And this is something that's available to anyone throughout the county, right?
That's correct. They can call Tiffany and sign out the cab for 72 hours and get it equipped with whatever tools they need. We got everything from pressure washers to tillers to lawnmowers, leaf blowers, rake shovels, a whole gamut of tools.
So it just depends on what kind of a project that they're planning to do. Then they can find out what list. And how do people, is there on your site, do you have a list of everything that's available so they can kind of plan ahead for that?
Yeah.
We have several flyers available on our website, and there's a small video, short video of the cab as well. So if anyone goes to our website at www.loraincounty.us/solid waste, just click on the picture of the cab, and it'll pull up all the pertinent information.
So you have the trailer. The only thing required is somebody who is using it will need to get a hitch or be able to pull it, right?
Correct. They'll have to be able to pick it up and return it on their own. We cannot offer that service for them.
What's the length of time that people are able to have the use of the cab?
Typically, it's a 72-hour request. However, we have made exceptions in the past, depending on the scope of the project and the availability at the time of the request.
So this offers people to sort of plan a weekend or plan if they have an organization that's doing some kind of a cleanup and they're thinking, I need all these items. Instead of going out and renting all of them, they come to you and they're able to use that, save the money, because many of these are probably nonprofit organizations or groups that are putting things
together. Absolutely. They can borrow our trailers for free.
Have you heard any stories when people bring anything back, of what they were able to accomplish? Did they show you any pictures to say how well it was received?
We're getting a lot of positive feedback. We do request that they send us before and after photos so that we can see the success of the projects, and they're slowly trickling in as they do their closeout reports for us.
And that gives you a chance to see what really happens.
Absolutely. And it gives us a better idea as to what tools we may need to purchase in the future. For example, last year we had a lot of requests for organizations that wanted to do community gardens, and we weren't able to provide a rototiller, and this year we are.
And how many cab trailers did you say?
We have four.
Okay. And then between those four, you kind of have to divvy up whatever types of equipment is needed for all of them.
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
What do people, are they responsible for this as far as cleanup, maintenance of all the equipment, obviously? And I suppose the cabs are equipped with all the ways to store all this equipment, too.
Yes. We ask that anybody, if they have any problems with a tool, should it break just over normal use and wear and tear, that they please notify us right away so we can resolve the situation as quickly as possible and get it ready for the next time it's scheduled to go out.
So this is something you didn't know at the time when you started it, whether there would be a demand for it, but apparently you've obviously done your homework and found out there's a good match between a demand and a need for this.
The program is growing with every week and month. It was slow to start, hard to get people aware of it. People are a little leery.
I would think they'd be concerned. What's the catch?
People go,
I can just come and get this and take it and use it?
But with a lot of the programs that we offer, there's usually two obstacles that organizations tell us. They have a hard time rounding up volunteers, and nobody wants to bring their own equipment should something happen to it. So we've taken away one excuse, and we're providing all the necessary tools for them to have a successful program other than the volunteers.
So you need to come up with like Dr. Seuss's thing one and thing two that you could kind of add to the cab and give manpower too. I mean, that's the other part of it that you would need for people to help out like that. Again, if people want to find out more about getting the cab, what's a good way for them to do that?
They can contact our office at 1-800-449-5463, or they can call me directly at 440-328-2368.
Okay. That gives them a chance to reserve a time, or if they're thinking something's coming up, it doesn't hurt to call on a Friday and see whether it's available for the weekend.
So. Absolutely.
That's right.
It's the Lorain County Solid Waste District, Craig? Did you?
Well, Keith, anything else coming up down the road we need to know? I got to ask.
You want to know about tires.
I want to know about the probably big tire. You doing one of those again in the fall?
We're doing one of those in September. We haven't set a date yet, unfortunately.
Not yet.
All right. But we did receive a state grant from IEPA to further that program. The ag tire program will go on this year, later this year.
That's the one I'm excited about.
Yeah. And, of course, the collection center is always open for people to come by.
3 days a week. We're open Monday and Wednesday from noon to 6 to the public, and on Saturday from 9 to 6. 540 South Abbey Road.
Keith Bailey, Tiffany Parker, thanks for stopping in this morning from Lorain County Solid Waste District.